We're up to Siman Kuf Ayin. We already did Sif Aleph. We are up to Sif Beis, and we'll be doing Beis through Ches. Shnayim Mamtinim Ze Eze Bekara. When two people are sharing a plate, then they wait for one another. Shekeshaechod Mesalek Yodo Menakara Lishtos. When one stops taking food from the plate in order to drink, Chavero Mafsik Milechol Ad Sheyigmor Hashtiyah. So the other one will stop and wait until he finishes drinking, the reason being that you're sharing this plate, and if one is going to keep eating while the other one stops, he's going to be eating up a lot of what really the other person should have eaten. Aval imhem shlosha, whereas what if they're more than one, they're three? Ein ha-shnayim poskim b'shvila echad. Two do not have to wait for that one. Now, even in the case of waiting, they should not be waiting too long a time. You're not supposed to really have long gaps in the middle of a meal. Also, they should not be speaking. We learned in Masichin, and they're in the middle of a course. The Mishnah Berurah brings a few other things here. He brings one thing. It says that a Talmud Chacham should not be drinking water in public. He's supposed to go and turn his face around. Other drinks are mutter, and in the middle of a meal, it's also mutter. It's just that if he's not in the middle of the meal and only drinking water, so there the halachas, he's supposed to face the other direction. It is wrong for a woman to drink wine if her husband is not around, or if they are in a strange place, if they're not at home. The same goes for anything else that's intoxicating. A woman who regularly drinks wine with her husband is allowed to drink a little bit of wine when he's not there. Siv Gimel. Mesharin peya bikara kol echad mea ochlin v'umacho hashamash. On that big plate that they're all taking from, you're supposed to leave over this little corner, and that is meant for the waiter, for the shamash. Avol kesha shamash mara mine ilfis latol kara, when the shamash himself is pouring from the pot into that serving dish, ein derech lohaniach bilfis klum letzarko. It's not derech eretz that he should leave some over for himself in the pot. Of course, this is in addition to the midas chasidus, where you give him a little bit of every food that you're going to eat, and the ikar adin, whereas if it has a strong fragrance, you have to give him a little bit even before you started eating. Certainly the leftovers. Hey, Dalit, ein mistaklim if meyochel b'momenoso shalol levaisho. When someone's eating, you don't look at him, you don't look at somebody while they're eating, and you don't look into the person's plate. It is considered it's considered embarrassing to have other people look at what you're eating. Hey, hanichnas labayis, kol mashi omelo balabayis yase. If you walk into a home, the halachi is that you're supposed to do whatever the balabayis tells you to do. Now the Bir Halacha brings down that the nusach of the Gemara that we've got is chutz mitzei, everything but leave. So the Bach says pshat in it that what this means is that you're supposed to do anything the Balabais asks you to do, unless he sends you on errands outside the house. That you don't have to do, because it's beneath you. With regard to kol masha omelok Balabais asay, the poskim seem to learn that this is not a matter of the Balabais telling you to do all sorts of crazy things that are beneath you, but on the contrary. What he's telling you to do is to do things that you feel, because of anava, you would never do. He's putting you at the head of the table. He's asking you to be first in something. If he is giving you kavod that you don't especially go for, you generally shun it because of anava. In his honor, you should do it. Also, if there's something that you generally don't do because of precious, we're not talking about a chumrah and halacha. If we're dealing with chumras and halacha, you're allowed to keep your chumras. But let's say that because of precious, you don't really eat. There are things that you don't eat. Once again, without any question in halacha, it's just a matter of your being a parish. So there, if the balabayas tells you to, then you're supposed to anyway. If the balabayas tells you to eat and you're really not hungry, and you really feel it's not good for you, there's no chiyuv to listen. The reason is very simple. You listen to what a balabayas tells you because it's disrespectful to disobey. When the issue is health or halacha, it is not disrespectful to disobey. Siv Vav. Lo yehi odam kapten pirish kasan or ragzin besudaso. A person should not be very strict at his meal. meaning that the Bnei Bayis know that they cannot give of their food to anybody else if someone walks in. Because what happens is that the Bnei Bayis will end up not giving to Aniyim, as well as your Orchim. The Orchim of this Bala Bayis are going to feel very uncomfortable eating in the house. He's so strict, they're going to feel like, I'm eating his food. He must be eyeing everything I eat and feeling like I'm taking it away from him. Siv Zayin. Lo yochal adam prusa kebeitza, v'im ochal hareza gargaran. You're not supposed to go and take one piece that is an entire kebeitza, because it is considered a lack of derech eretz. You take smaller pieces. That means even to hold it in your hand and you're pulling from it. Sifches lo yishte koso bavas achas. You're not supposed to drink your cup down once. V'im shasa hareza gargaran. Shnayim derech eretz. If you do it all at once, it looks like you just can't wait. You have to eat. If you're doing it in two gulps, that is normal. That's derech eretz. Shlosha hareza megase aruach. Whereas if you really take your time and have a little bit at a time, then you're making a little too much of yourself. Haga umiyu kos katan ma'od mutar lishtosu bevasachas. A very small glass you can drink at once. V'chein gadol mi'od, if it's very big, b'shlosha arba pamim, three or four times. The Mishnah Berurah says similarly, if you're the kind of person that's big and the glass relative to you is small, or you're a small person and relative to you the glass is big, the halacha would be that we'd go by the norms for a person of your size. Also, it really depends on what exactly that you're drinking. If you're drinking something that goes down quickly, something sweet, for example, so there you wouldn't have to worry about it going down too quickly. It's just that if you're doing something outside, out of the ordinary, and drinking too quickly or too slowly, that's what's awesome.